Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. We just conducted an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick? Now, do you
about
think yourself... Hello, ma'am? The next
about
question...
What?
Well, it's a different topic. It's actually your opinions and attitudes of being a woman in today's social and political landscape. It's very interesting survey, but man, I'll be very brief. Now, the next question is just for a statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. So keep that in mind, okay? So do you think of yourself as a male, a female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you, ma'am. No, I don't know. But, you know, now today's society, we just don't want to be accused of discriminating anybody.
Well, don't worry about that because you mean today's perverted society.
Well,
there's still people that believe the Bible that God created a man and a woman.
amen to that, ma'am. Now, just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community and people of all ages, can you please tell me what year is your birth? Just
1959.
Thank you, ma'am. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, Haitian, Pacific Island?
I'm white.
Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future, how do you feel, negative or positive?
Positive.
Thank you. And how about the future of the country in general? To the best of your knowledge, negative, positive?
Negative.
And the future of the planet in general? Positive, negative?
Positive, I guess.
Thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Now, please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you has no power, that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power. Any number. Go ahead, man.
8.
Thank you. Now, moving forward. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you personally? Okay, I'm going to read them all, and you can stop me when you hear one that is the most important to you, and then I will continue in case you want to change your mind, okay? Now, the first one, crime, gun violence, national security, racism and discrimination, health care, student loans, economy and cost of living, mental health, immigration, climate change, abortion.
National security and economy.
And the economy, okay. Another one, climate change, abortion access, and education.
The immigration problem.
Okay, thank you, man. Moving forward. Thinking about this chapter of your life right now in this moment, now which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Okay, I'm going to read them all, and it's same thing, okay, man? First one, hobbies and free time activities. Relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, contributing to positive change in your community, work-life balance, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, caring for our senior family members, having or caring for children, your education, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health or others.
I have to say relationships, taking care of senior family members, and my health.
Okay, physical health. Thank you, man. That's important. Now, which of the following traits are most important to you? Identity. Now, you may choose up to 3 again, okay? Here we go. Being an American, being a woman, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your personality, or being a member of your racial ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your spiritual religious belief, your profession, being young? Of all of those, can you pick three? The most
important, the religion one is important. What was the first one? I believe that was
being American.
Yeah, that's being important. American, the religion, and
your personality, being a woman, your role.
No, being a mother and a caregiver, I guess.
Okay, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver. Okay, thank you, man. Now, when you think about the American political system, now, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following, okay, man, where you think about the political system in America. Now, the first one, pride, anger, frustration, hope, dread, disappointment, sadness, exhaustion, or happiness. You can choose two.
Can you repeat
that? Yeah, pride is the first one. The question
about
is,
about the political situation with the president, I definitely don't feel pride.
I understand. Now, but let me repeat the question real quick, okay, ma'am? Just for the sake of research. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Pride, anger, frustration, hope, dread, disappointment, sadness, exhaustion, or happiness? You can pick two.
Frustration and disappointment and sadness, definitely.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion, personally? First one, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. The second one, or statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Now, last one. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Now, of those three statements, which one comes closer to your opinion?
Probably B, the second one.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to two to three of the following, okay? Just think about the factors that you blame, or most blame. Now, the first one, the division and gridlock between political parties, systematic racism, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, two-party system, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, or power-hungry politicians seeking control, or too many old white men in power, or corporate money has too much influence, or none of the above. If you have to pick three that you most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively.
I think the power-hungry politicians, definitely. They're not, there's no morals, there's no pride in our country. They're putting down America and lifting up foreigners, and it just seems like there's no, I'm not racist at all, but I believe that there's a lot of races that don't show respect for our country.
No, man, believe me, it's your opinion that matters, but you may choose up to two. There's the division and gridlock between political parties, systematic racism, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, the two-party system. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
That one is another one. The money grabbing politicians, and then also they're out of touch. They don't get what we really want.
Okay, let's move forward then. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Now, their decisions affect your personal life a lot. So what? The little, not at all. Okay, the first one. The decisions that Congress made, do you think their decisions affect you personally on your life a lot, somewhat,
yes.
A little, or not at all?
Yes, they do, a lot.
A lot, okay. How about the decisions made by your state government? Same question, a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all, affect your personal life?
A lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about the Supreme Court? Same question, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A lot.
Okay, and the community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalitions, the decisions that they make that affect your life personally a lot, so what, a little, not at all?
A little.
Okay, and how about your city government? Same question, same options.
Not a lot. But
okay, a little? Somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay, which one should I record? Somewhat or a little?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how about the ballot initiatives, proposed laws like the public votes on directory? Yeah, is that affect you personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
The ballot initiatives, okay. How about the President Biden? The decisions made by President Biden, is that affecting your life personally a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Yes, a lot.
A lot. Okay, thank you, man. Moving forward, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. And for each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, and contacting representatives, etc. Okay, here's the first one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end an affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take a race into consideration in admissions. Well, that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivating to enact change to civic participation?
It doesn't really motivate, no.
Okay, not at all. Okay, how about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow business to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them service? Same question. Very motivating, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivating?
When you say motivated to change it? No, motivated, I'm glad.
Yeah. Okay. So
I don't like
not,
that, yeah.
Not at all motivated.
No, they don't have to change that for me. I think people have a right to run their businesses with their own respectful values. I just think that, you know, we can't push our values on other people.
Understood, ma'am. And now moving forward. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Is that would be a very motivation, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivating reason to help enact change through civic participation, like voting.
I'm not want to change that. I'm not motivated to do that.
So not at all motivated? Should I record that as yours?
Yeah, they need to keep that law because we're against abortion all the way.
Okay, thank you. So that will make you very motivated, right? Because you want to change that, correct?
I want to change it. Well, didn't you say that they stopped allowing abortions?
Let me read it again, okay? This is some of the things that the U.S. Supreme Court has done, okay? Decisions they had made. Now, in the 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. Now, the question is, okay, indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Now, will that
I'm not against it, so I'm for them striking it down. So that was a plus for us.
Okay, so that
I don't
would
want
be
to change it.
Not at all motivating them. Because that
no,
that will not
no,
be
I'm
enough.
I
okay.
accept that. I accept that. I think that's wonderful.
Understood. So now the next one, the last one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Well, that decision will motivate you to help enact change to civil participation, like very motivating, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Well, we had to pay our student loans years ago, so I don't think we should be letting people get their student loans forgiven. I'm not for that.
Okay. So should I record your answer? Not at all motivating, right? Because you won't do
anything.
Okay. Now, moving forward. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change that you want to see in the U.S., the first action, contacting or attending an event where you elected representatives. Well, that action will be very effective, somewhat affected, not very affected, or not at all affected to make the change that you want to see in the U.S.
Yes, very effective.
Very effective. Okay, how about the action of sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media? Is that very effective, somewhat, not too, or not at all effective to change what you want to see in the U.S.?
I think it's somewhat effective. I don't think it should be your only, form of...
Understood. Now, how about boycotting a company? Do you think that action will make the change that you want to see in the U.S.
Yes.
Very effective?
Yes,
so what?
Yes, I do. I think it's very effective.
Very effective. Okay, how about voting in elections? Same question. Very, somewhat? Not very?
Yes.
Or not at all?
Very.
Okay. How about volunteering for an advocacy organization? Very, somewhat? Not effective or not at all effective?
Somewhat. I don't know. I'm not one on joining stuff because I think you don't get as much done as people act like they do.
Understood. Now, the next one, signing a petition. Would that be very effective somewhat? Not very effective or not at all effective?
I think it's effective, yes.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. How about attending a protest? Do you think that action will make the change that you want to see in the U.S.? It will be very effective. So what? Not very effective or not at all effective?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. Okay. Moving forward. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the various that might have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. Now, the following are various people have reported that keep them from voting. Now, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? Now, you may choose up to three, I'm sorry. The first one, just in case, it happens to you. Now, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly. You did not have the time to vote. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. There was intimidated presence at your polling place. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location, or your mailing ballot didn't arrive on time, you didn't know enough about the candidates, voting doesn't change things that matters to you, or the candidates didn't represent your values, or none of the above because you always vote.
Yeah, sometimes I didn't know about the candidates enough, and they didn't represent my values, but I've always voted for the president since I was 18 years old, so...
Okay.
I never missed an election. The only times I missed was those local ones where I really didn't know what was going on with those,
Wow. Yeah, that's great. So let me move forward because this one is the last part and it's very interesting. Okay, so you can share your opinion real quick. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, et cetera. Okay, ma'am? Now, I know you already told me that you vote all the time, but I'm required to read verbatim. Okay, so let's go. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand our corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Now, will that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
I guess engage a little more.
Okay, a little more. Engage a lot. Okay. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering a near total ban in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we want to assert this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Now, I understand your point of view, ma'am, but just for the sake of the research, will that make you engage a lot more in politics, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
a lot less, probably.
Okay. Now, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan, projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophe, a warning. We must continue to push measures like this for a liable and sustainable future. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot less. I'm not interested in that.
Okay. How about young voters turned out in a huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion? We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and the Gen Z Americans will make a half of electable voters by 2024. Now, giving young voters decisive influence on elections outcomes. Now, let's put this power into action let's put this power into action so our government reflects us and our values. Will that make you engage a lot more, little, a lot less, or a little less?
A lot more, probably.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? What are the media sources that you check most for the new content? You may choose up to two. International new outlets, YouTube, local TV news stations, news or information articles online, Twitter, Facebook, podcasts, TikTok, national TV news stations, Instagram, if you have to pick two.
I like to watch the international news with what's going on in the world. And I like to watch Fox News, so that's
that would be your local TV news stations? You say Fox News?
It's not local, it's just...
Okay.
Fox
News, you said, right?
Right.
Okay, let me write it down, can we? Thank you.
And I like Newsmax, too.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, now, which topics do you seek up the most? You may choose up to two. Do you seek up shows, movies, business, finance, humors, memes, health, beauty, self-care, government, politics, sports?
You mean shows on TV? Is that what you're saying?
The things that you seek up the most, when you watch it, you know, the things that you consume, either when you're watching movies or online.
I like to watch... Yeah, I like Turner Classics. I like Euro News, Newsmax, and I like some comedies that are in the old, you know, the old comedies. I don't like modern stuff. It's really trashy to me.
Okay. And government, politics, music, science, technologies, hobbies, tips, all that? None?
Not really. I keep up. My husband does all that, and he kind of keeps me informed about what's going on with some of the stuff, because he's a college guy, so.
Yeah, he passed it on to you. Okay, now, what's the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
2 years of college.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, here we go. Now, do you consider yourself, and remember, this is just... for a research study, again, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay? Now, here we go. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian, okay? Three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Well, I don't know what they mean, but I've been married to the same man for 43 years, so.
Right. They call it nowadays, that would be heterosexual or straight.
Okay.
You know,
that's probably what it is, man. Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow? I know
married
you already told me.
Married for 43 years, yeah.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm required to read verbatim. Okay. Now,
yeah,
are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, an independent?
Republican.
Thank you. And a strong Republican or not so strong?
Strong.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status?
I'm a independent provider for people with disabilities.
So, like self-employee or part-time?
Yes.
How should I be?
It's self-employment, but it's I'm a provider certified through the state of Ohio.
Oh, nice.
Care for adults with special needs.
Oh, wow. You have a lot of patients. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, I've got three girls myself, my three daughters have special needs, so I also work outside the home. So.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a blessing, man. Now, let's finish it. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote?
I voted for President Trump.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that was 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$85,000 probably a year.
Okay. $85,299. Okay. Thank you very much for taking the time to share your opinion, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you, okay? Enjoy the rest
of
the evening. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Wow.